Capital One, thank you so much for the support of this podcast. I've been paying attention. I see that you put people first. You're both igniting positive change and becoming a force of good in our communities. And you're really making sure that you're giving back with nonprofit organizations and local leaders to get the real important work done. If you all want to find out more of what they're up to, head on over to CapitalOne.com/about. What is your right next move? What is your right next move? I'm going to break it down in just a second. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up, 5 minutes or less to jumpstart your day. I'm Mario Armstrong. Let's kick it. When you are posed a challenge in your life or a situation, the question is, what is your right next move? Not just what is the next move, but what is your right next move? This is really important. I heard Oprah talking about something like this the other day, and I was just like, oh man, I just went through this with Nicole in a situation at our company. We got hit with a particular challenge that came to us, and we were like, what is the right next move? And then it occurred to me, how did we get to that level of clarity to not freak out, to not panic, to not start to get stressed, to not get angst? And I realized it was all the meditative practice that we've been doing for the past several years. It was all the calmness that we have been preparing ourselves for so that when things do show up in life, we're prepared, we're ready. We know, oh, don't knee-jerk react. No. Sit still. Do the exact opposite. The lesson I'm trying to teach you is in order for you to deal with things that happen to you, in order for you to get through them with clarity, you have to sit still and then think, what is the right next move? And then after that, after you make that move, what is the right next move after that? And then after that move, what is the right next move after that? In other words, you are removing and disassociating yourself from the mountainous picture of your vision. That big thing that you think is going to be wrecked or something that's happened in your life or a challenge that's popped up is now going to cause massive domino effect and several things are going to now spill over or not get done or be incomplete or not work or whatever the case may be. We start building up all these thoughts. We're dipping into the future when we do that. It hasn't even happened yet. And we're already creating catastrophic events and catastrophic energy inside of ourselves. So the next time you are posed a challenge, the next time you are posed a threat, the next time you are posed something that's like, oh my gosh, I want to freak out, stop. Mario said, sit still. Calm yourself. Freaking out is not going to give you a clear answer, and it's certainly not going to help you pick the right next move. Your job is to calm yourself, sit still, breathe, and say, what is the right next move? The very smallest thing that I need to do right now. Nicole and I did this exact same situation. We had an exact same situation, exact same thing. We both looked at each other and we instantly saw this calm hit each other. And we were like basically communicating to each other like, okay, this happened. We got it. Sit still. And then we both looked at each other like, all right, so what's our right next move? And do you know, we weren't stressed. We didn't stay up at night. We weren't having bad dreams. Like none of the other effects that come from this. We weren't lashing out at our kid, Christopher. We weren't short with each other. Like none of that happened. It's because we really sat still and we thought about what is the right next move. So I want you to think about this. I'm beating this into you today because the amount of stress that we're carrying, the amount of self-imposed deadlines that we're putting on ourselves, the goal-driven culture, the to-do list culture that we're in, makes us feel like we're not getting anything accomplished. And then when something comes in that we didn't expect, oh, all hell breaks loose. We have to reduce our stress. We have to save our health. We have to live smarter. Sit still and then think, what's your right next move? Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.